Hey and welcome back to Scalescape. I'm your host, Justin Chu. Joining me today is the hero of LinkedIn himself, Jonathan Javier, founder and CEO of OneSalting, a career prep platform and community. Through OneSalting, Jonathan has impacted tens of thousands of students and young professionals. This is the OneSalting story. I hope you enjoy. Jonathan, super amazing, super excited to have you in on the podcast today. Been looking to do this for the longest time ever, been keeping up with what OneSalting does and the kind of impact that you've been able to create and to drive into graduates and young professionals. It's a privilege to be able to talk to you. So thank you for coming in today, man.
Hey, thank you for inviting me. Really appreciate it and looking forward to speaking on this podcast.
For sure. Hey, to kick things off, give us a little introduction about yourself, how you ended up founding OneSalting, and you know what exactly does OneSalting do?
Yeah, so quick introduction of me. I'm the CEO founder of OneSalting, which our mission is to turn underdogs into winners. So helping those who come from non-target schools and non-traditional backgrounds to help them get into their dream careers. So far we've helped tens of thousands of students and job seekers get into the Googles, the Deloittes, the Goldman Sachs of the world. It's something that I find really fun doing because I actually went to a non-target school and I come from that non-traditional background. The crazy part is that I worked at Google, Snapchat, Cisco, never applied to any of them, just used LinkedIn. So that's what we really do teach a lot of these students and job seekers or who are trying to get into these big companies. Because if we can do it as individuals who didn't have any connections or transition, because I went from retail into big tech, if I can do it and if tens of thousands of people can do it, then you can too. So that's what's really awesome about OneSalting. Started OneSalting January 2019, about a year and a half ago. It was just an idea at first. I started it when I was at Google. It was just an idea, but it became a reality. It became even more than just a dream. It became a reality. And that's what I hope, especially for a lot of these individuals making these companies or these projects through our OneSalting Project 2020, which we'll probably talk about. I hope that they can all become these big companies and these people can turn from underdogs into winners. But yeah, it's a little bit about OneSalting and really enjoyed it so far and hope a lot of people will be impacted by it.
Right, for sure, dude. And you know, that kind of that motto that you go by, turning underdogs into winners, hey, that's what it's about, right? Creating value and driving value back to what other people are doing in their professional endeavors. But you know, all the things that OneSalting does, right, in terms of the career prep, resume, CV optimization, interviews, you know, you're really competing against, you know, the other career prep solutions in the market. What I want to know is how does OneSalting stand out from this market of, you know, this really saturated market actually? And you know, what's the exact value proposition of OneSalting that really differentiates you and what Jerry are doing?
Yeah, this is a great question. So there is a lot of people, especially the saturated market, but what Jerry and I do are that's very different is that the things that we teach are so simple, it's not even complex. A caveman can do it. I love saying that. But basically, like, we teach take less than 30 seconds to do, and they're very simple. The reason why we teach it in this way is because the job process shouldn't be difficult. It should be simplified. I still remember when I was in college and the school system would teach me, okay, Jonathan, go apply to hundreds of jobs and you'll receive responses back from one. In fact, I never heard back from any. I think the system really teaches a lot of these students and job seekers that way to apply to roles rather than doing a different mechanism. And so that's what we really do teach, because not only are we teaching these things that are very simple, we are very similar to these people that we teach. Meaning, number one, we come from these backgrounds that are very similar, but number two, we're also very similar in age. Like Jerry and I just graduated 3/4 years ago, not too long ago, so we really do relate to the students that we speak to, et cetera. That's why we've been able to do 125 workshops in under 2 years for so many different organizations and universities. So I think the value prop that we bring is, number one, the things that we teach are things that people have never heard before, but are so simple, it enlightens something in their brain and is like, wow, like I can really do this coming from my background. And that's the point of OneSalting, making winners and hopefully getting you into your dream career and industry.
That's amazing, dude. I think the two points that you brought up, right? The first being that the whole career process, it's so convoluted that some people are just intimidated by it. And just being like a, you know, a university student myself, you know, I know firsthand how, you know, my peers are struggling with getting the job that they want and sort of, you know, they're just, it's so hard to navigate that process. And, you know, the second thing, you know, how it's so simple. You know, that's really the, what the value prop that you're able to bring to. And because you're also, you know, you're within that age group, you really, you're attuned to the kinds of things that people want, what people don't want, what they're looking for in a job, you know, and that's amazing. You know, but before I get into the core strategy of that, I do want to ask, and it's that a huge part of OneSalting success comes down and boils down to your ability to establish and to leverage onto your digital presence. Right. And you know, apart from the product branding, you know, you and Jerry, in terms of personal branding, hey, you guys have been incredibly successful. And what I want to, you know, to know more about is, you know, could you explain and could you talk us through that decision-making process and why you took to that approach of weaving together personal branding along with product branding to elevate OneSalting to what it is today?
Yeah, personal branding is so important. That is literally what Jerry and I do every single day with creating LinkedIn content. How you can start is literally just creating LinkedIn content. It's very important. How we basically create those together with our product and our personal brand is merging a lot of our content and posts tailored towards OneSalting, but then also career strategies and implementations. So, for example, let's say that you think of Jonathan Javier. What do you think of? Hopefully, you think inspirational, LinkedIn strategies, hardworking, hopefully, right? And that's your digital brand and digital presence. That directly relates to OneSalting. So what I try to do is whenever I'm creating content or whenever I'm speaking with someone, et cetera, I try to relate what my personal brand is directly to OneSalting. That's why in my headliner, I have turning underdogs into winners. Because people are gonna be like, what is this turning underdogs into winners? Then they'll go see and be like, oh, OneSalting, that's OneSalting. So if you're able to bridge those both together and make your company very similar to your personal brand, I feel like that's very important, especially for scalability. And that's what we've been really been able to do. Not only that, we have a lot of people believe that they could turn from underdogs into winners, which they can through our strategies. So whenever they think of OneSalting, they think of, okay, a lot of underdogs join, but we ultimately turn into winners. That's been my philosophy for the longest time, since forever. And hopefully we can be able to continue doing that. But I always stress, like if you're trying to build a personal brand, whether it's in regards to yourself or product, number one, have a clear mission. Because if your mission doesn't make sense to your product, then no one's going to relate to it. Which leads to the second part, make a relatable mission. A relatable mission is extremely important because, for example, like if I just said my mission is to get people into their careers, it's very broad. You want to have a niche. The niche right here is underdogs, which is non-target and non-traditional backgrounds, which is a small segment, but the whole entire market is so big. So what happens is a lot of people will have that underdog story. They don't have to come from non-target schools, but they could come from non-traditional backgrounds. Or, for example, they can come from non-target school, but they don't have a non-traditional background. So it also targets everybody, but in a sense, it also segments people. I think that's very important, especially with personal branding slash product development.
For sure. No, dude. And you know, again, going back to your motto and that slogan of turning underdog into winners, I think when you have a very clear outline of the value that you're trying to create, you know, that has a trickle-down effect to the kinds of decisions that you're making in terms of scaling your product, right? Which is a huge part of why OneSalting and that value proposition is so clear and it's so, you know, it's very much something that people can relate to. And you know, one thing that I personally feel stands out from OneSalting's approach, right, is that really strategic use of LinkedIn. And you know, you're actively utilizing the platform to increase engagement, to widen your opportunity and your network. You know, it's what made you successful, it's what made OneSalting successful, it's what you're encouraging people to do to make them successful, right? Could you tell us a bit more about the power of LinkedIn for those of, you know, for the people that are still not, you know, sold? Could you pitch to us, you know, what LinkedIn and the powers of LinkedIn are?
Yes, of course. Power of LinkedIn is absolutely incredible. All of my jobs that I've gotten in my career have literally been through LinkedIn. Not only that, I mean, I have 50,000 followers now. I've literally not met about 40,000 of them. The crazy part about it is I feel like I know them. It's incredible. So the reason why I say that to utilize LinkedIn is because you not only are able to gain opportunities which could advance your career, but you're also able to meet individuals that could help you throughout your life. For example, like all the podcasts that I've been on, like for example, this one today with you, Justin, like LinkedIn, right? So everything, like 99% of speaking engagements that I get that we get into, I've literally just been through LinkedIn. Like, we usually don't do reach outs. Spend $0 on marketing too as well. Like, it's been an amazing experience. Not only that, I've had so many mentees and mentors that I met through LinkedIn. Like, I have about 30 plus mentees. They've all gone into the big companies. Some of them I've never even met before in person. I know them. I feel like I know them, right? So yeah, it's just very important to utilize LinkedIn, because what happens is organically you are able to grow as an individual, but then you also meet so many amazing people where you can become close friends with. But one of my mentees says is use LinkedIn to make friends, not just connections, because it's very important to do so. Last but not least, yeah, like for all my talks, literally for TEDx, for Great Place to Work at Cisco, which is one of the biggest conferences, for the MENA ICT Forum, when I went to Jordan to come speak as the youngest, like one of the youngest speakers, literally all through LinkedIn. I'm telling you, if you want to be able to build a digital presence and get opportunities where opportunities come to you rather than you seeking opportunities, LinkedIn is the way to go.
For sure. And dude, you know, one thing that really impressed me in one of our conversations before, you mentioned that you didn't spend a single cent on LinkedIn ads and with the marketing campaigns, and you're still able to get a bunch of crazy numbers on in terms of your engagement and your metrics, right? Like, I think in your most recent post over the past month, you had, 7,500 followers, an increase? Crazy,
right?
You know, hey, dude, we'd love to hear more about some concrete strategies and tips, right, that founders and companies that are just starting to get their foot out there, what can they take away in really using and leveraging LinkedIn to get those kind of metrics and engagement that you yourself are getting?
Yeah, so if you want to get good engagement, number one, engage with your audience. It's very important. What I used to do all the time is I literally respond to every comment. The reason being is not because because I have to, but it's because I want to. If you're able to respond to every comment and respond to individuals that support you since day one, then you'll be able to grow and scale, because those people will continue supporting you for the longest time. So make sure to always respond to comments or respond to people who are supportive of you in the beginning. It's so important. Like, I'm telling you, a lot of people, specifically on LinkedIn, they'll make a post, but they won't respond to people who are engaging with it. I feel like it's very important to recognize individuals who support you in your business, especially the ones who start in the beginning, because the people who start in the beginning are going to be the ones who are with you until the end. So that's why I respond to all my comments. Number two, I probably get hundreds of messages per day. Like, I probably have 200 messages in my LinkedIn inbox right now, but it's totally fine. Like, I try to respond to each one, because they take 30 seconds out of the day to respond to me, then I should take at least 15 seconds for them, right? So I feel like that's very important. Number three is, the thing is, for us specifically with our marketing, like we said before, we haven't spent any money on marketing. And in the past month, we've gained about 7,500 followers in about 30 days. And we now have 20,000 followers on our page, almost 20,000 followers on our page in like 3 months, right? The thing is about us is that we have people always make posts about us because of the impactful work that we've done. If you're able to make an impact on people and you're able to provide value to others, then they're going to continue providing value to you. And so that's why we have so many people make posts, and that kind of organically has people wondering, what is Wansulting? And then they go to the Wansulting page and like, oh my gosh, like, this is a lot of value and a lot of content, right? So that's why we try to do as best as we can, especially with marketing. In that side. So just to sum it all up, make sure to, number one, if you're trying to gain your audience, especially as a small business, you should be engaging with your audience as best you can if they respond to you. Number two, creating LinkedIn content or posts that are value driven, because if you do, a lot of people will take recognition for it. And number three, be transparent, be vulnerable, have relatable stories. And if you do so, people will follow in your footsteps and engage with your content. But yeah, I mean, that's how you do it.
For sure, man. Dude, and you know, that really resonates with me. You were just talking about how, you know, if you're driving value, then naturally people will want to share that with their own network and their own network of opportunities. And then that just creates a whole, you know, a pyramid effect where, you know, you're able to scale and you're able to really just get this following behind you. Dude, props, seriously. And you know, I'm definitely taking away a couple things from that in terms of my own engagement with Skillscape. But look, at the end of the day, right, numbers are numbers. The real value comes in when we're, you know, driving value and impact back into what people are doing and helping and turning underdogs into winners. And, you know, if you know me, if you've tuned into a couple of my episodes, I always talk about the session, like this sense of purpose and passion with which we're taking into whatever we're doing and what we're building, right? And so I do like to hear about the personal element of, you know, of businesses and startups. And could you talk us through, you know, what drives you to do Wonsulting and what kind of impact are you looking to create, you know, short term in the future, and you know what's that value?
Yeah, so the value that I'm trying to bring is, of course, like just inspiring and motivating people who come from these different backgrounds to get into their careers. I feel like it's very important to give hope and inspire people with actionable steps, because if you don't, then a lot of people are going to feel like they can't make it in their careers. Like I love that, you know, we've been able to help so many people, especially get into their industries that they want to get into. And that's been the long-term goal, just bridging the gap between non-target and non-traditional backgrounds with these top companies. And how we do that is, for example, the Wonsulting Project 2020, where we allow people to create their own projects. We have our own resume book, which we send to our employers. Like, it's crazy. The funny story about how we got our corporate partners. Like, that took me to get 17 corporate partners. It took me about 3 days. Like, I'm serious. It literally took me 3 days. You know why? Because I literally stayed in touch with all of them throughout my career, whether it was in college or till this day. And I feel like that's super important, because if you teach people how to follow up and stay in touch, that is what drives people and drives companies to the finish line. Our main goal is to bridge that gap, and we hope to continue doing so, but then also inspire people to share their own stories. Because if you're able to share your own story and be vulnerable and meet other people who have a very similar story, you can turn it into a community.
For sure. And I think that's exactly what Wonsulting is, right? It's a community of people that are driven by this sense of passion and purpose. But right now, what's next for Wonsulting? You know, you guys are, you know, really going hard in terms of the engagement and the kind of people that are really buying into this. But, you know, you're still a small team. What's next for you guys? What are your plans to grow? And what can we expect a couple months down the line from y'all?
Yeah. So what we're working right now is we're working on a lot of different cool things. We're working on a program where we have, like, for example, like we already had our mentees basically get these jobs at top companies. So we have a formula that works. So we're going to continue doing that, but we're going to have another cohort in the next few months, which is going to be cool. Number two is we're thinking of, you know, releasing different courses for students that will basically help them get into their careers. And we can hopefully guarantee that because of the strategies that we've done and implemented, especially for these students. So that's kind of our value prop, that guaranteed aspect, because we've helped already so many people, right? So that's another part too as well. Number three, just doing a lot of global events. We've spoken at so many different countries, like 8 countries already. It's been incredible, to say the least, but we do a lot of the paid speaking engagements now, and we're going to continue doing so. So that's another part. But yeah, what we're trying to do is focus, like, what I think, Justin, is the problem about small businesses. Like, the problem about small businesses is they try to do 20 things okay. Like, it's best to do 3 things amazing than 20 things okay. That's especially in your career too as well. So what we try to do is focus on those 3 things instead of focusing on 20. Because if you focus on 3 and you're amazing at it versus 20 and you're okay at it, I mean, the 3 is probably better. So that's why we try to focus on that. And that's why we see a lot of growth, especially with the different things that we're doing.
Amazing, man. And hey, to wrap things up, right, I always like to explain to guests what the title of the podcast is, Scalescape. When you're breaking the title down, scale and scape, you know, when you're scaling a company and you're growing a company, intrinsic to that, right, is that you need to take into account the bigger picture, the landscape of things, right? So that includes the geography, the market, the, you know, the people, the sector, the time, all the kinds of external things. What is one tip, the last tip that you can give to founders to scalescaping their companies towards success?
Yeah, so what I would say, if you want your company to be successful, block the noise. The reason why I say block the noise is because you're gonna have people who don't like what you're doing, which is fine, right? Or they're gonna be like, why is Jonathan making so many LinkedIn posts and it's filling my feed? It's not a bad thing. It probably means that they're not making any proposals themselves, right? So I'm telling you, the reason why I say this is because a lot of people who start their own companies get a little anxious because they have people saying, why are you doing this? When in fact, it shouldn't be why are you doing this? It should be why aren't you doing this? Because what you're doing right now is something that you want to get into and you want to scale. So what I say all the time is that you should do what you want to do. If someone tells you that you shouldn't do it, or if someone tries to block you out and try to put you down, that is someone who's struggling and is not, for example, doing what you're doing. So that's why I always say to people, block the noise, be you, because individuals can grow and advance if you focus on yourself, but also your community and people who support you. So yeah, what I would say specifically for scalescaping is, yeah, find a support system that will support you in all you do. And then also too, as well, if people don't like what you're doing, so what? People are gonna like, I realize in life that some people aren't gonna like what you're doing, but at the end of the day, you can focus on the people who don't like what you're doing, you can focus on the people who do.
Awesome, dude. That's what a way to wrap things up. Thank you so much for your time. I know you just got off a vacation, but looking forward to what's ahead, man. Thanks for your time.
Hey, appreciate it, Justin, and thank you so much. Definitely, everybody, add me on LinkedIn if you guys can. Jonathan Javier, follow Onsulting on LinkedIn and Instagram. Hit us up. Email us hello@onsulting.com. We offer a lot of different services, so check it out.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Skillscape. Please feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts, your comments, and your suggestions for who I should talk to next. I'll see you next week.